one of the reasons why these right side players are having success being very aggressive is because right side players are actually speeding it up to a bigger area of the court than left side players are. You know, if you're a left side player, you're speeding it up at a right side player in front of you. It's sort of slide backhand. They're really only covering 40% of the court because they've got a forehand to their left in the middle. But if you're a right side player, you're speeding it up at a left side player who's got to kind of cover the middle with their forehand because it's kind of a gray area between the right side player's backhand and the left side player's forehand. You can also go right up the line at a left side player's wide backhand. Look how we made it this far. Okay, we are back with another episode of the James Gadowitz Show. So we're going to get right into it today. This is something that is actually probably more important. I wouldn't say that this is more important than the third shot drop itself, because the third shot drop is something that some people say is the most important shot in the game. I would say it's either the serve or the third shot drop, which, like, quick segue there. I mean, people talk about, you know, the serve, hitting the serve hard. I'm just going straight into rambling now, guys. Jeez, sorry. This is, but anyway, we're just gonna, who cares? I'm just rambling. That's why you guys watch and whatever. I mean, I hope that's why you watch. I don't know why you guys watch. Okay. Anyway, so, you know, like, people talk about, and this is something that's been asked to me a lot at the clinics. It's like, and I know I always talk about the serve and how you should hit it hard. So this is gonna be quick. But they say, James, like, you know, if I'm somebody who doesn't get a lot of power on the serve, I'm trying to hit it hard. I know you say you should hit it hard. And maybe I miss 1 out of 10 of them, which is what you always tell me to do. And I get a good amount of power, but not an amazing amount of power. And I don't necessarily generate, you know, 1 out of 10 missed returns to compensate for the 1 out of 10 missed serves that I'm hitting, right? And they talk about, you know, missed serve versus missed return ratio. And it's okay to miss serves, but you better be hitting it hard enough to get as many missed returns as serves as you miss. You know, you miss, it's like an eye for an eye. You miss a serve, but you get a return miss because you're hitting it hard. And that's how you determine whether or not you're having success with your aggressive serve. And I cannot stress to you enough how silly that is, because if you told me, and I'm somebody that likes to hit the serve hard, obviously, if you told me that I would never generate another return error for the rest of my pickleball career, no matter how hard I hit the serve, nobody will miss a return off of my serve ever again, I would hit the serve just as hard. Okay, so we'll think about, why would that be the case? You know, I'm surely still going to miss 1 out of maybe 15. It's funny, I actually used to miss 1 out of 10. Now, like, looking at the sets, I miss like 1 out of 15, just because I think I'm getting more comfortable. I'm just getting better at hitting the serve hard. It's kind of funny, like, to watch that progression. The reason for that is, if you watch me play, I get some missed returns, of course, and I miss a serve here and there. But when I am hitting the serve really hard, the average return that comes to me is basically a cupcake. If you hit the serve really hard, the average return that's going to be coming your way is not going to be anything special. It's going to be landing short. It's very difficult to hit a hard, deep return off of a hard, deep serve. Anybody who's played pickleball would know that that's the case. So they say the third shot drop, just like we started this with, they say the third shot drop is the most important shot in pickleball. Well, the direct setup shot to the third shot drop is the serve. And for me personally, if you watch me play, when I'm cranking the serve, I am hitting the easiest third shot drops out of anybody. And that's a huge deal. And especially, and this is another thing, if you're somebody who maybe isn't always getting to the kitchen, if you have a tough time with your third shot drop sometimes, or importantly, if you are struggling at that moment with your third shot drop, if you're missing thirds, if you're missing in transition, hit the serve harder. If I'm missing more thirds, because you have on and off days with your thirds and with your resets, if I'm having a tough time getting to the kitchen, I will hit the serve harder and harder and harder. It just makes sense. Because why not take that risk? If you're missing 1 out of every 4 thirds, which happens all the time, you know, let's say you're missing even one out of every, I mean, there's a lot of players who get to the kitchen, you know, 60% of the time. Maybe you're missing a little less than half of your thirds or fifths or whatever the case may be. Super common, especially down at, like, you know, the 3-5 level, right? Then you should just be crushing the serve. I don't see why you shouldn't be. And I try to tell people this. I don't want to say worse, but the less confident you are as it relates to getting to the kitchen and the harder of a time you are having at getting to the kitchen with your drops and your resets, the harder you should be serving the ball. So if you're somebody who makes every single drop, you never miss a drop, you always get to the kitchen, well, you could make it a little easier on yourself and hit the serve pretty hard and maybe generate a missed return here and there and maybe, you know, get an easier return, hit a drive, you know, you'll get some errors off of fourths with good drives, right? But if you're somebody who makes every drop, okay, I get it, right? If you don't really want to hit the serve that hard, you know, like Matt Wright, for example, he doesn't hit the serve that hard, but he never misses a drop. And it's like, well, he gets to the kitchen every time. There's not as much incentive for him to crush the serve, maybe. I mean, he's just one example. Unbelievable player, by the way. But if you're somebody who has a tougher time getting to the kitchen, if you're not making all your drops, then you should be crushing the serve. Make it easier for yourself. Make that drop easy. And also then, if you want to work on your drive, I mean, it's a lot easier and it's a lot more fun to hit a drive off of a weak, you know, shallow return, or like a higher kind of popped up return, than it is to push your own serve and have them crush a return at you and then you try to drive your way into the kitchen from there. Not so easy. So it's also day by day. If you're making all your drops, then you maybe don't need to go for as much on the serve if you're getting to the kitchen anyway, because mostly we're not going to be winning matches based off of missed returns. The main reason for hitting the serve is actually to get to the kitchen. And that's what people don't realize when I talk about crushing the serve. It's not to get missed returns. It's to get to the kitchen. So that's a super important thing here. Hit the serve harder if you're missing drops. Having a bad day, hitting drops, crush the serve. That's all. So actually, speaking of people that are hitting the serve pretty hard, I actually just played PPA Vegas. Had a good time in Vegas. Played mixed with Vivian Glosman, which was super fun. Such a great player. Just getting better every single day.
All right, so now I'm here to talk to you guys about Selkirk backpacks. I probably shouldn't have to talk to you about them. I mean, you see them, you know, it's enough of an ad to see them at all these tournaments. I mean, it seems like everybody's got one, and I actually think they're the best. You know, I'm always begging Rob to send me more. I've got like 4 or 5 backpacks. They last so long too. I think the biggest thing about Selkirk backpacks is that they're really durable, especially with me. I mean, I'm putting as many paddles as possible in the backpacks. I've got gallons of coffee in the backpacks, sweaty shirts. I've done everything possible that you shouldn't do to a backpack, to a Selkirk backpack, and I've had it now for 2 years. So I'm a huge proponent of the Selkirk backpacks. I think the tour line ones especially are very good. They look cool. They look sleek. I personally like the black ones. I'm known to bring 2 of them on court every match. So yeah, these are just my personal opinions on the Selkirk backpacks. I also think the team line is good. And yeah, I think if you want one, get one, because they're going to last you quite a while. And they also look pretty cool. And they don't necessarily just look like a pickleball backpack either. I mean, I can wear them pretty much and bring them wherever, and it doesn't really, you know, it kind of just fits in with any other backpack that you would have. So
I also played men's doubles with Max Freeman, who is a guy that works with me. He's, you know, one of the best coaches I've ever been around. He's been one of my best friends since I was a young kid, and now we're playing pro pickleball together. And he is helping me. You know, he's been in my box, coaching me some, helping me some. And I think he's going to be leading some of my clinics too, because the guy just has an absolute knack of an eye for the game. He's playing at a super high level also. And yeah, he's going to be, I think, he's coaching me, he's working with me, and he's probably a better coach than me too. One of the things also too, if you want some coaching from him, hit him up, Max Freeman Pickleball. You could just ask it at James Ignatovich Coaching Instagram, or leave a comment in this YouTube, because everything he coaches, and this is just I'm not even plugging him, I'm just telling you what's up. I mean, he coaches everything the same as me. He's probably cooler than me. Definitely just a better guy. And just, he's, you know, he teaches everything that I teach, but he's way, way cheaper, and he has time. I don't. So if you're interested in that, leave a comment in the YouTube or just hit me up on my James Ignatovich Coaching Instagram, because he's the best. And anyway, if you want to watch him play, he's quite the player as well,
because me and him played together. I think we might actually play some more next year. I think he's going to be the best lefty in the world. I know I'm not the only, I'm one of maybe 10 people that said this past weekend that he will be the best lefty in the game. He's playing at a super high level. He played number one at Vanderbilt. He was better than me at tennis, significantly better than me at tennis. I went to Vanderbilt also with him, and I never started, obviously. But he was very good. And so anyway, we played together, and we almost won. We lost in three games, second round. We were the 12th seed, and make sure to check that out because we had a blast out there. We played against Jack Sock and Colin Schick. We almost won. I think we were 1 point away from having a match point. They played great. Jack played amazing at the end. But Max, I mean, for just kind of a guy that's just getting started, really going for the pro game, played at a super high level. So yeah, super fun time in Vegas. And one of the things that Max is doing very well that I would say, and this is only for, well, I would say this is for right side players a little more than left side players, but we could all benefit from this. If you are a player that is on the right, generally when you're on the right side, you're deferring to the middle with, you know, you've got your partner's forehand in the middle, obviously, and you're thinking, okay, well, I don't want to take the middle. It's kind of, you're in a bit of a deferential role. You're not trying to do too much with the ball. One thing that I think is changing, as you can see, if you watch the Taba men's doubles, the right side players like Max, the best right side players, Gabe Dardio, for example, Matt Wright, Dylan Frazier, they are speeding up more. They're speeding up a lot more. And players on the right are being sometimes, a lot of times, more aggressive than the left side player. And that's a huge change from a year ago or 2 years ago, massive change. And one of the reasons why these right side players are having success being very aggressive is because right side players are actually speeding it up to a bigger area of the court than left side players are. You know, if you're a left side player, you're speeding it up at a right side player in front of you. It's sort of slide backhand. They're really only covering 40% of the court because they've got a forehand to their left in the middle. But if you're a right side player, you're speeding it up at a left side player who's got to kind of cover the middle with their forehand because it's kind of a gray area between the right side player's backhand and the left side player's forehand. You can also go right up the line at a left side player's wide backhand. So, for example, if you're a right side player speeding it up at a left side player and the left side player does not have a good two-handed backhand wide counter, you can pretty liberally speed it up down the line to their high backhand, because if somebody's got a one-handed backhand counter, one-handed backhand volley, that is not easy to hit a super hard counter that way. So it's really being shown, especially recently at the top of the men's team, that there are a lot of options to speed up and be aggressive as a right side player. And it's not just now the left side player being aggressive and the right side player being defensive. Things are changing massively. And I think maybe the best speed up, you can actually watch Max Freeman, my coach here, hit this shot. It was all over Instagram. It went viral. Max Freeman hit a cross court speed up. And you say, you know, you would think, okay, you probably shouldn't speed up cross court. Well, if you're on the right, speeding it up with the opposing right side player who is taught to kind of sit back in and slide back in, I think that is actually the toughest shot to get out of the way of in the game. And we've done a lot of research on this, a lot of thinking on it. I think this is the number one shot that is the toughest to get out of the way of, which is if you are a right side player, okay, you're a right side player and you know, cross court, the other right side player hits the ball very hard, not going in, full bag, just crushes the ball right at your right shoulder. Because as a right side player, assuming you're a righty, you sit backhand, and then you just kind of do this. It is so tough to leave because being ready and sort of sitting backhand, being ready for that backhand, and then getting out of the way of your right shoulder are two opposite movements. You've almost got to commit to one of those movements, and it's so tough to get out of the way of. So even Colin Johns, the guy who's the best at leaving the ball, I think Max hit him really hard. And I'm not saying that's what you should be doing, but Max and Ryan actually had, I think, match points against Colin Johns and Dekel a couple weekends ago. So Max Freeman and Ryan Fu, two guys who are rising super fast. They are, in my opinion, I think by the middle of next year, both going to be top 20 players. The writing's on the wall. I'm not the only guy saying. I mean, these guys are getting better so quickly. Max Freeman and Ryan Fu, that's it. Make sure to check those guys out. But anyway, yeah, if you're going to speed it up cross court as a right side player, you can go with the right side, other right side player's right shoulder, hard, and just see if they get out of the way. They might. They also might not. So that could be a fun little homework test for this week as a right side cross court attack, and probably do it out of the air. But you can let it bounce too sometimes. Depends on who it is and how big they are. So, all right, that's all we got.